Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, and welcome to the Envirotech Systems Limited H1 Financial Year 2026 Investors Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manoj Kumar Gupta, Managing Director, Envirotech Systems Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you for this investor conference call. I, Managing Director Manoj Kumar Gupta, welcome on this half-yearly presentation of our balance sheet and revenues. I'm proud to say that our revenues are increased by approximately 56%, and our profits are also shoot up by 110%. We, as you might be aware, are the leading manufacturer for a new field of engineering, that is acoustics and noise control, doing well. We are getting good support from the market, and with the good demand to meet, we already set up a new plant, which has been already operational up to the maximum extent. We are having good orders and doing well, and I hope that we'll be definitely putting some, you know, value for the investors. So I'm open for any queries in the call, please.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I mean, we can open it for Q&A then.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amitabh Vatsya from Sadhan Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My question is with respect to the recent investor presentation which you have uploaded, where the company wants to go into the aluminum doors and structural windows, windows on where three, four companies who are operating into UPVC and aluminum structural doors are mentioned as a product. So my question is that whether our company is making the full door by themselves, or there is some arrangement with other manufacturers, and how these doors are acoustic, and what is the plan there?
Okay. Thanks for the question. I would like to brief you that we are the manufacturer for industrial B2B acoustical solution, looking at the market demand and to expand our business. We are entering into B2C vertical too. So we are looking into several, you know, opportunities. Acoustic doors and acoustic windows are one of the portfolio we are working with. So nowadays, there has been a huge demand of UPVC and aluminum windows because of, you know, increased demand in the market. So we have initiated, and we put the brand name Mute. So in order to Mute is our brand name, and you can also log in and see, find the interesting windows there. So we are planning to make it our own. We have started selling it. Presently, few components are being outsourced. We are working on the setup of the plant and machinery, because of B2C, you are well aware, is a very tough work, but it's high demanding nowadays. Many of our, you know, leading players are doing good business over this. So we teach only the acoustic means soundproof, you know, solution. So, in short, the reply of your question is, we have started work, and it is our own manufactured windows. We have conducted a CSIR NPL test report for the acoustic performance. Several tests are under process. So soon as we'll be into, you know, full-fledged for this vertical. So we'll be owned, not trading. Currently, it is partially, you know, we are getting because of its a trial and test period to that building. I hope I have replied to your question, please.
Yeah, just last point was not clear. So you, for trial purpose, we are making ourselves, or we are testing the waters through some outsource?
Correct. We are, since we have started selling it, the team has been deployed. So currently, whatsoever orders are coming with us, that we are getting with our reputed sources. Parallelly, we are developing our in-house line also. So currently, we are getting it with our supplier or vendors. Because of, we have started selling with the parallelly setup that we are planning.
Okay. So the second question is with respect to the capacity which we have expanded. So how much of, what is the plan of that 88,000 square feet? What are the smaller subunits, if you can mention that? Like, this would take some space. The window manufacturing itself will take quite some 10,000 square feet or something like that. So if you can give us a layout of what you are going to make manufacturing in the new plant and how it would reflect into the top line in next 2-3 years.
So considering introduction of the new verticals that we are working with, not only this window, we are working with one, two more verticals also. So looking at the future requirement, that is the reason the plant development is taking time. We have made the space facility, the drawing has been approved, and the manufacturing, that the construction is proposed very soon. So we have kept the space for this vertical too, for the line setup, for aluminium, soundproof windows and the doors. So we have already considered it in our new plan. Our space is something around 25,000 square feet. Initially, we have kept for this environment, taking soundproof windows.
Okay. And then, sir, what is the utilization level since it's partially operational since last July? So how much offtake, if we can just point out that out of the growth which we have seen around 56% YOY growth, how much of it has come from the new plant?
It makes a very important role in our half-yearly results with respect to the revenue and profit because of we are operating with the current facilities and the orders that we are having take us sometimes a little bit time. So, yes, it makes, impact on the growth. And percentage-wise, if I can say, so it will be something around, but it is, because of what is happening, we have several plant and machineries. We have installed a specific laser machine. We have purchased a CNC press brake. We have made the conveyor powder coating plant. So, this new facility is, improve the production capabilities that we have discussed. So it is making a difference because of due to the space constraint. We cannot upgrade with the latest machinery. So it overall impacts our, production capabilities, and we are doing well. So
what has happened is that we have, earlier we didn't have a lot of machines, and that was limiting our growth. Now, since the commencement of the new factory, we brought in a lot of new machines, and all that has resulted in the revenues going up. But to give you what percentage of that revenue is coming from the new facility, that itself is quite difficult because it's a mix of both the old and the new one. So there is no demarcation as such that I can say that okay, 20% or 30% of the revenues are coming from the new one. That's very difficult to say. But of course, our capabilities have increased a lot. Because we have added new machinery, so we can do a lot more kind of work that we were not unable to do even earlier. So I hope I've answered your question.
Thanks for the answer. So I have one more question if I can squeeze in. If I can ask one more question.
Please. Sure.
Yeah, sure. So thanks. So I wanted to have a view of funding of plan of this company since you are in a growth phase. So are we planning to onboard some new investor, or what is the capital raise plan for next 2 years?
See, it's very difficult to say right now, but of course, as we grow, we'll be requiring more of working capital. As of now, it's very difficult to give in terms of numbers what is the working capital that will be required. It's a kind of moving object, because as we grow, we'll come to know what are the exact requirements in terms of working capital. But yes, going forward, we will require working capital, and that is for that we might be raising capital.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Singh from Invest Analytics Advisory LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Sir, first of all, I think operator should have squeezed in. Your voice was not clearly audible, so I hope it will be clearly audible now. So my first question is on the order book. We are currently at 20 crore, right? What is the execution period of this order book, sir? So that's my first question.
Okay. So reply number one, whether my voice is clear now? A little bit
better.
Okay. So I have to, bring my mouthpiece to the closer. Anyhow, so your question is that what is the cycle time for the orders we are having in hand for the execution? So
yes.
The reply is like, yes, the reply is like that. We are basically project-based company and doing a number of acoustical solutions in India. We have recently exported to Egypt also, and we are having some overseas orders too. So sometimes what's happened, the ticket size may vary to 20 lakh to the 3 crore rupees. So the smaller jobs can be catered in a 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or 4 weeks of the next time, depending upon the technicalities and the engineering. Whereas the project execution may take a little bit time because of not only we have to supply, but we have to execute because of we do the turnkey solution. So it takes a little bit time. So yes, it depends upon the ticket size or the order sizes. So the current orders we are handling, some are at advanced stage because of in the half yearly till the closing, we cannot invoice them. So I'm pretty sure that in the next 2 to 2.5 months, that all orders in hand currently we are having are going to be executed, and a lot of good order opportunities are knocking to us, and I'm damn sure that will become to in our funnel very soon. So the short reply is something around 2.5 months. We are expecting the current orders can be executed, sir.
And regarding the order inflows, what is the size of order inflows do we expect as of now? Because I'm asking this because our full year guidance earlier was 100 crore, right? So I don't know whether we are still holding on to that or not. So can you put some color on that, like what is the target for FY26 and how we are going to achieve that?
So, are you playing also?
Actually, we have started since our new facility is partially operational now. We are able to execute even large size orders. So we have started big, which are 10 crore plus. So we are in advanced stages of closing some of those orders. Some of those orders are with our regular customers, which we have been servicing since many years, and some of them are from new players. Okay, but however, we are targeting at 10 plus crore order, and I think that should get added to our order book very soon. So that is one thing. And what was your earlier question?
Regarding the FY26 target, sir, both on top line and margin.
We are still targeting around 100 crores. Let's see, because the second half has always been much better than the first half. Historically, 70% of our revenues have come from the second half. But having said that, a lot also depends on the macroeconomic situation. So we are still targeting the same number, but let's see.
And at what kind of margin, sir?
Margins would remain almost the same. Might be, yeah, we are seeing almost the same margins, or might be slightly lower depending on. There will be some few costs that will come online, like we have recruited some people and all that. So salaries and depreciation and all that thing will come. So, but that should not impact our margins much. You can see even our margins right now are quite healthy. They have remained the same.
Actually, last year in second half, we did the EBITDA margins around 36%, and this year first half it is 33%. So that is why I am asking.
No. In the second half last year, there was an extraordinary income from sale of property of approximately 4 crores. That is there in other income. That is
even why. even after including that number, I am saying it is 36%. So that's why I am saying. That's what I am saying.
We'll have to check that, but I think if you exclude that other income and all, I think it's more or less the same. Hardly a percentage difference here and there. That's it. I don't think that there will be a difference of more than that.
Okay. And secondly, the areas, the newer areas that we're entering into, these aluminum doors and all, don't you think it is the entirely a different category apart from the existing business or the focus area that we are currently having? So what's your take on that? Like, why are not we scaling on the existing business? Instead of scaling on the existing business, we are entering into the deeper area that are totally different customer base and different environment, right? So what's your take on that?
So yes, Manan Gupta here. So your question is right. Because of we are doing the project-based work, so that requires good amount of work.
Sorry to interrupt in between, sir. Your voice is not audible. Can you please come closer to the device and speak?
Okay, my device is in the network and everything. So, is it well, audible now?
Yes, sir. It is much better. Please proceed.
Okay. So, look, for the growth of an organization, there should be several arrangements to be explored. As an environment, we are very much clear. We are not going to deviate what we are doing for the society. Like acoustics or noise control is our sole object which we are going to deliver to the society. But we are very much keen to enter into the segment where we can move like a FMCG item. So the windows and all is one of them. We are precisely focused on the soundproof windows. Because of while we are into the market, we are regularly getting lots of inquiries on a day-to-day basis. Due to the construction noise, due to the traffic noise, due to other several, you know, impacts, the noise is being affected. So it is very much so that we are not deviating. But the window, if you go to our profile and, website, you can find we are making soundproof doors and windows. We are having all our doors and windows are duly tested. But this is for the specific project on the industrial work. The similar work we are replicating from the end user into B2C segment. It is like a strategy that Envirotech is having to enter into the B2C with same portfolio with the same line. So I hope we are not deviating it. We are taking a call because of it's a very huge segment. If we have an opportunity, that is going to boost our revenues.
Okay, and
in between, Rohit, can you please rejoin the queue again as there are other participants? Yeah, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address all the questions from the participants in the conference call, we request you to kindly limit your questions to per participant. If you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue again. The next question is from the line of Prashant Kale from Star Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations for good set of numbers. Sir, we have done some 26 crores of revenue in H1, but our trade receivables have piled up to 31 crores. So I think we have too much money stuck with the customers. What is the plan to recover this money and bring the trade receivables to, let's say, like 10 crore or a reasonable amount?
See, what has happened is a lot of orders got executed in August, September. Okay. So in normal course itself, in our last half year, that is in March, our February, March, a lot of orders got executed. So in normal course, in 3-4 months, we recover the money. That has always been so. And having said that, in certain cases, certain milestones need to be hit. It's project specific. So it is not that, you know, of course, in our line, this has been the thing that our working capital is a bit stretched, but it is normal. It is nothing, you know, out of routine right now.
Okay. Sounds good. Another question is about this partnership with CKM Taiwan, right? What is the potential of this partnership? How much business can we expect from this one?
Look, we are associated with a company of Taiwan, that is the name CKM. They are the manufacturer of Sound Micro. It's a really ultimate and a patented product which used to lose the noises. It is very well applicable for the noise barrier application, which is high in demand for the metros and the business, existing business. It's aluminium perforated, it's a patented, so we are the sole representing this. We are participating in a Central Road Research Institute exhibition on the 21 and 22nd of the November. We are, you know, introducing this project. All the top metros and the ministry persons are approaching to Central Road Research Institute. So the assignment of the first is landed with us. We are very much hopeful that this requirement is going to work because it's utilizing a new technology. It's a very ultimate fine holes that trap the noises without any insulating material. And it's being an aluminium, it is good for the outdoor. And why it is very important? Because of with the existing metros, if their noise issue is coming, challenge with the authorities, they cannot put the structural road with the existing bridge or the, you know, a metro's track. So this is a very lightweight, and the performance is internationally tested is quite well. The similar product the company has already done in the Mumbai in a flyover. So that is really successful. So now, for the noise barrier application, this is going to boost. But how much percentage, it is very difficult to say, because it requires a couple of months. Because the introduction is going on of this sound noise barrier powered by CKM. So I'm sure that it may go something around 5 to 10% of revenue in the coming time. That I hope so.
We will make the panels in our facility or we will import it from Taiwan?
No, we get the basic material because it's a patented perforated sheet. No one can in the world can do such type of perforation. So we'll take the basic sheet and rest the manufacturing and all the process and implementation installation will be done by Envirotech only. Basic raw material that is in the form of sheet, plain sheet, that we are going to import.
Okay. And sir, we were expecting some collaboration with Siemens for some sound for soundproofing of some of their equipments. So they were asking, they were waiting for our new facility to come up and then they were going to order us some big order. What has happened to that? Is there any progress on that one?
To be very honest, because of that I have conveyed you, because of we are having a conversation at the last stage when there was, they are currently preparing for the Europe requirement with the China and their global, requirement. They are looking for India. They visited us. The things were well, but there is nothing like any good update. It is still on a pending, not no, not yes. So I am not in position to say any positive news on that. Because of the conversation is going on. So nothing like new update over that. Huh?
Yeah. Thank you very much, sir. That was my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Akash Gupta, please proceed with your question.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, please proceed.
Yeah. Hi. So thank you for taking my question. So my question is respect to your FY26 guidance, which is roughly 100 crores, and we have done 26 crores. That means we have to do 75 crores in the second half, and we have just 20 crores of order book. So that means we need to get orders of roughly 50 crores in the second half and execute the same in the second half. So my first question is, like, what is the value of orders that we have bidded for? And how confident are we are getting that additional 50 crores of orders and executing them in the next 6 months?
See, this is an ongoing thing. We already have orders in hand of approximately 21 crores as of 1st November. We have bidded for quite a bit of orders. But having said that, if I can give you a guidance of 50 crores of orders or something, that's difficult to say as of now. But yes, the second half has always been quite robust for us. So I can't give you in terms of numbers that, okay, that we'll be having, I mean, we have bid for, say, 80, 100 or 200 crores of order. I can't give you that figure. But yes, that second half has always been much better. Our first half has been double up on last year. And even in the second half, we feel that our performance would be quite good.
Okay. And my first half, I think we were expecting roughly 30 crores in the first half on the top line.
We have already got around 26.25.
Yeah, so it was a little below expectation. Why is that the case?
Actually, what happened one of the orders, for some logistical reasons, it could not leave. So booking of, that milestone of booking of revenues could not hit. That was approximately 2 crores. I think we would have achieved around 28-29. So
see.
So that's something like when milestones hit, only then we can book the revenue.
Okay, got it. And then thinking about your FY27, once your entire new capacity comes online and you have an existing plant already, how should we think about FY27 revenues? So suppose we do roughly 100 crores in FY26, what kind of growth should we look at in FY27 and FY28?
It's a bit difficult, because, but see, what we are trying to do is we'll try to ramp up our capacity as fast as possible. But having said that, we will be requiring some working capital for that. But yes, we are looking to ramp up our capacity as soon as possible. I can't give you in terms of numbers, what kind of numbers we'll be able to achieve. It's too early to say. But maybe in next half year call, we'll be in a better situation to give guidance for the next year.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah, firstly, on the defense side, so you said we have a few large defense orders in our pipeline. So could you quantify what is the size of those orders and what sort of win ratio are we looking at over there?
So, with respect to defense, a lot of development is going on with the government support to the Indian companies. Some ventures and some good orders have been awarded to ATL. We being their partner for the technical side. We are in conversation and involved in the designing of that system. So that our bidding and procurement is in the process. We are also in advanced state conversation with some prestigious DRDO orders. So that all is in the pipeline. And the order value of the size of these defense orders, which we are in conversation, is quite high in comparison to the till now Envirotech has been executed. But it's very difficult to say the numbers as of now, because of some design and engineering is about to conclude. The tendering and everything is in pipeline. So, yes, the numbers will be quite good. We are hopeful for that. But decreasing the amount of the order size might be difficult at this junction, as I hope so.
Okay. And when do we expect these orders to kind of inflow in our order book? Any kind of timeline on that?
We are working on this very seriously, and within this financial year, definitely I hope Envirotech will be in position to give a good news to the investors and to the exchange that good things can happen. But difficult to say as a form, but very much sure that within this financial year, it is going to be happen.
Okay, and on the B2C side, what sort of revenue are we expecting in FY26 and also FY27 going forward? And how low are the margins compared to the B2B while we're looking at B2C?
So B2C is like an experiment for us. We are looking for the longer perspective than Virotech. So in this current year, might be the sales of the B2C vertical might be less, but it requires some market penetration, presentation, and so on. So we are working like a preparation in this current financial year. And may God, next financial year, we are expecting to do good, because we are not only the, you know, working on this windows and door solution for the soundproof, but also we have put good efforts on our e-commerce side too. So that also, because of in India there is nothing like any side, because we are getting paid for the smaller jobs, which the end user is, you know, it's not easy for him to get so material. And exclusive for the e-commerce site of the caustic that EnviroTech is developing, it's like an initiative. So within this financial year, that also will be live and activated. Even the, we added advanced sourcing and, you know, recruitment and all as we have done. Margins definitely will be a little bit less in comparison to projects like the defense or the launch engineering projects. So margins will be less and will be, what can say, because of... It's an initiative and
they just,
you know,
at... we are at a stage where we are building the basic, we are building the distribution network, we are building the entire delivery system and all. So it's too early to say things. Yeah, this is a very big opportunity. We are slowly working towards it. And maybe next year, it should start picking up. But as of now, our contribution to the revenue would be very minimal. Going for next year or 2027-2028, we expect it to contribute a bit more or maybe substantially to our revenue. So it's a long thing. It's not something that will happen in a very short span of time. And it is something that is also new for us. So that's why we are a bit, you know, working on it. And we are not in a rush to, you know, escalate it to a level where we can handle.
One thing is very much sure. If this happens, that B2C, you know, window open for us, this is going to be, you know, rock the things. I'm very much sure. Yes, that may be against India, but it's very difficult because it is a mass production, mass, you know, market size.
Distribution.
Yes, yes. It's got a lot of efforts. That's the reason, you know, we are putting our best of our efforts, best of our knowledge, best of our experience. But B2C is always, you know, tough and critical market. So, yes. If it is happening, that is going to be good. Actually, that is good. And we are the positive person, and I'm pretty sure it will going to happen.
Okay. And the current capacity we have built, we do have the manufacturing capabilities to build for a B2C product. Is that correct?
Yes. We are in process to creating the facility for this B2C vertical. That's the reason sometimes in the last meeting you also see that it's partially applicable, partially operational, because we are thinking big. We are in advanced stage for making all the facilities so that if our whatsoever the philosophy we are having, whatsoever the target we are having, if that hit, we should not be in backlog. We'll be in position to fulfillment for the requirement because of. Yes, we have already considered in our main facility for this vertical too.
Okay. And the CKM Taiwan partnership.
Sorry to interrupt in between. Maitri, please rejoin the queue again for the follow up question.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants are requested to restrict their questions to per participant. The next question is from the line of Javed Khan from Infinity Invest. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. Sir, my question is regarding the capacity utilization, because if I have to see your presentation for the last two conference, in each of the presentation, we have seen that the capacity utilization was almost to the full of the existing plan, 90-95% was seen. So my question is, like, say, we did 31 crore in the last 6 months. I mean, the last 6 months, and now we did 26. So I'm just not able to understand that if our capacity utilization was almost full when we did 31 crore, and now we have done 26 crore, that too with some contribution from the new facility. So would you please help me to understand this thing?
Yeah, see, first half, what happens is, you know, in India, 3 months is rainy season. Okay, that also affects. And first half is usually quite a bit less compared to the second half. It has always been so. And in fact, even in many other industries, you'll see that, you know, the first half, the orders or the, you know, capex is a bit low. That affects our thing also. We are dependent on infrastructure building and everything. That is the reason why, you know, we are dependent on the first half. We are dependent, you know, on the macro cycle, whatever the capex is happening. So it is not because of the capacity constraint this time. It is more because of the thing that, you know, 3 months is affected by rainy season. And overall, the, you know, it's a bit slow. It starts picking up in the second half.
Understood. So can we make it this way that normally the first half, because of these factors and the seasonal effect also, may because the first half is normally low compared to the second half. So in the first half, the
30-70 is the ratio approximately.
Okay, got it, sir. So my second question is related to, as just now mentioned by Gupta sir, that the metro can also be one of the area where the product can be gone. Now, since the Indian government is also pushing for the railways and metros, I mean, is that sector, I mean, how this sector you look at as a contribution to our overall revenue? That's my last question. Thanks.
Like, you know, increasing infrastructure to cater the huge population of the India government is running a large infrastructure project and activity to bring down the traffic on the roads. So metro network is, you know, operational very soon and in, you know, small cities too. So the government principle, while if since we are into the line, in the BOP or the tender document, while barrier is a mandatory requirement of the metros. But due to the political reason, due to the elections and all, government has to operate the metros first. Then it comes to the balance work. That is the metro which is passing to the hospital, residential society, the schools or anywhere other. So barrier is proposed. So that is going to be a very huge requirement, subject to the government budget allocating further. First type of, you know, metro barriers are entirely our government has to impose due to some grievances with the residents or other complainants. So that is a very big, you know, opportunity we are exploring with. But due to the constraint of the budget with the government, after putting the BOQ or the line item, they are not implementing the thing. And considering this huge opportunity, we have introduced this, you know, lightweight barrier system so that it should not put any additional weight on the parapet of the metro where the railings and all handled. So we are very much positive on this. We are introducing it to the government department. We are participating in some exhibition. We have some clicks and a good opportunity. So we are looking at a good opportunity for this metros.
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of CA Vanchanda from Envest. Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm audible.
Yes, please.
Yes, so my first question is on the like guidance part. You are saying that FY26 will be 100 crore of revenue. So what gives you confidence on this 70 crore in the H2?
The second half, I've always said that 70% of our revenues have come in the second half, and second half has been more over. So it's too early to say that, you know, we'll be able to achieve 100 crores or not in total. Okay, but yeah, considering, you know, our order book, our execution and everything, we are very hopeful that we'll be able to reach that target.
Okay, and my second question is on the, like you are saying, 30-70 ratio is between H1 and H2. So what is the reason of that? Because as per my view, like the solutions you provided will be used in the industries that are in peak in the first half also. So what is the reason for H2 is heavily skewed in terms of revenue?
See, our experience, if you see even our historical numbers, it has been the same 30-70 ratio. Most of the orders that we receive is mostly in the second half. I'm not sure what industries you are targeting, or I mean you are saying, but this has been a historical thing for us. I would say this is the kind of routine now for a 30-70 ratio. And also government tenders and all, you know, we have most of these things, I mean, are related to infrastructure. Right, so all these government tenders and all mostly come out in the second half much more.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay Vadhavan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah, Manoj sir, Hindi mein baat kar sakte hain kya?
Any language is the passport. Good in Hindi, sir.
Hello.
Yes, yes. Good in Hindi.
Yeah.
Yes.
हाँ, मैं बोल रहा हूँ सर, हम जो भी कस्टमर्स को सर्विस कर रहे हैं B2B में, अब जैसे हम लोग का आप मान लो 50%, 60% ग्रोथ रेट दिख रहा है, तो इससे पहले इन कस्टमर्स को कौन सर्विस कर रहा था, और अब हम उनसे कैसे बिजनेस ले पा रहे हैं, इस बारे में आप थोड़ा बता सकते हैं क्या?
बिल्कुल, मैं फिर से बताना चाहूंगा, एक नई फील्ड है, इसकी अवेयरनेस के साथ में मार्केट साइज बढ़ रहा है। पहले जितना आप बहुत सारी चीजें अपने नियर बाय सराउंडिंग से भी कर पाएंगे, पहले उसकी डिमांड नहीं थी, अभी बढ़ रही है। साउंड एकॉस्टिक नॉइस हमारी स्ट्रेस सोसाइटी की अवेयरनेस की वजह से बढ़ता चला जा रहा है। अगर हम इंडस्ट्रियल सेगमेंट में सर्व कर रहे हैं, उसका रीजन ये है, नई नई गाइडलाइंस आई है, ISO 14000 इसको इम्प्लीमेंट करता है। अभी मेरे पास में इंक्वायरीज आ रही है, अगर किसी को ग्रीन बिल्डिंग से रिलेटेड सर्टिफिकेशन लेना है, तो उसके लिए उसको नॉइस सर्वी भी करके देना होगा, नॉइस मिटिगेशन टेक्नोलॉजी भी देना होगा। तो इसका साइज बढ़ रहा है, क्योंकि नए नए रेगुलेशन आ रहे हैं, नई नई गाइडलाइंस गवर्नमेंट की तरफ से आ रही है, इस जो पोल्यूशन कंट्रोल बोर्ड है उसकी तरफ से भी कुछ गाइडलाइंस पहुंच रही है। सो ड्यू अवेयरनेस एंड द न्यू गाइडलाइंस बीइंग लेड, साइज इसका बढ़ रहा है और काफी ज्यादा और बढ़ने की संभावना है, ऐसा मेरा पूरा विश्वास है।
सर, तो मतलब हम रेट से बढ़ रहे हैं, इंडस्ट्री भी उतनी स्पीड से ही बढ़ रही है, आप ऐसा कह रहे हैं?
मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि एक्सपोनेंशियली भी हो सकती है, क्योंकि बहुत सारी नई नई गाइडलाइन, क्योंकि हम इस फील्ड से हैं और हम कई सारे गवर्नमेंट डिपार्टमेंट्स और बहुत सारे रेगुलेटरी अथॉरिटी से भी संपर्क में हैं, ये बढ़ने वाला है।
जैसे कि वेस्टर्न गाइडलाइंस या वेस्टर्न स्पेसिफिकेशंस को इंडिया में कहीं ना कहीं लगाया जा रहा है, जैसे कि आप एनर्जी स्टार रेटिंग देखते हो, राइट? पहले तो एनर्जी स्टार रेटिंग नहीं होती थी, ठीक है, वो आई, फिर उसमें भी चेंजेस आए, अब हमारी एनर्जी स्टार रेटिंग ऑलमोस्ट वेस्टर्न की बिल्कुल कहीं आती है। हम लोग जब कार सेफ्टी बोलते हैं, तो कार सेफ्टी पहले इंडिया में कुछ था ही नहीं, लेकिन अब कार सेफ्टी स्टैंडर्ड भी वेस्टर्न स्टैंडर्ड को कॉपी करते हैं, राइट? तो कहीं ना कहीं जब वेस्टर्न स्टैंडर्ड को इंडिया अपने स्पेसिफिकेशन में इन्वॉल्व करता है, तो वहाँ पे साउंड प्रूफिंग अकॉस्टिक इंसुलेशन बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट पार्ट है। तो अगर आप एनर्जी स्टार रेटिंग भी देखते हो, इसका मतलब ये नहीं होता कि उसे एनर्जी कंज्यूम कम करेगी, अगर आप उसे कंपेयर करोगे तो आपको पता चलेगा कि जो पुराने या 3-star AC है वो ज्यादा आवाज करता है, 5-star AC कम आवाज करता है, या अगर पुराना 2014 का मॉडल उठाएंगे तो वो कहीं गुना ज्यादा आवाज करते थे और आज काफी ज्यादा शांत है। तो ये सब बिकॉज ऑफ द स्पेसिफिकेशन है, तो ये अवेयरनेस भी बढ़ रही है लोगों में। अभी फिलहाल तो अब जैसे आसपास अगर जब एग्जाम्स होते हैं तो अगर शोर हंगामा कुछ होता है तो पहले तो होता था जैसे भी ये पढ़ लो, बट अब धीरे धीरे अवेयरनेस बढ़ रही है, तो उसके लिए उनको सॉल्यूशन भी चाहिए। तो एज अ सोसाइटी ऑल्सो हम लोग ज्यादा अवेयर हो रहे अबाउट दिस एंड नए सॉल्यूशन भी निकाल रहे हैं।
ओके सर, सेकंड क्वेश्चन इज, हम लोग अभी ग्रोथ फेज में हैं, बट हमारा ज्यादातर रेवेन्यू आता है प्रोजेक्ट बेस्ड सॉल्यूशंस, मतलब स्पेसिफिक कस्टमर के हिसाब से, तो हमको उस हिसाब से मैन पावर भी लाना पड़ेगा, स्किल्स भी बढ़ानी पड़ेंगी, और मैंने हमको लोगों को डेडिकेट करना पड़ेगा। तो क्या हम ऑपरेशनल लेवरेज आ रहा है कहीं से, या साथ साथ कॉस्ट उतने ही बढ़ेंगे जितना हमारा रेवेन्यू बढ़ेगा?
देखिए ऐसा होता है, इसमें ये कंटिन्यूअस प्रोसेस है, कोई भी सिस्टम का अपग्रेडेशन होता, कोई टेक्नोलॉजी आती है या कोई भी नया रिक्वायरमेंट आता है, उसके हिसाब से सारी चीजों को फिट डिजाइन करना होता है। हम मार्केट को समझ रहे हैं, मार्केट की डिमांड को समझ रहे हैं, हम कंटिन्यूअसली अपने आपको अपडेट और अपग्रेड रखते हैं, कंसीडरिंग ऑल दिस। अभी हमने कुछ नए सॉफ्टवेयर खरीदे हैं सिमुलेशन के लिए, प्री एनालिसिस, क्योंकि हम जिसमें खेल रहे हैं ये इनविजिबल गेम्स है जो ह्यूमन को या सोसाइटी को हैवी इफेक्ट करता है, तो इसके लिए काफी सारी टेक्नोलॉजी की जरूरत होती है। हम कंटिन्यूअस रिक्रूटमेंट, R&D, ट्रेनिंग एंड ओरिएंटेशन अपनी टीम को लेते हैं, इसके लिए रेडीमेड टीम मेंबर नॉर्मली नहीं मिलते हैं, तो वो हमारे कंटिन्यूअस प्रोसेस, तो अपडेटिंग एंड अपग्रेडिंग अवर टीम विद द टेक्निकल नो हाउ एंड इन लाइन विद यू नो जो करेंट हम काम कर रहे हैं, तो वो पैरेलली चलता रहता सर। ये नई डिमांड है, नई तरीके की लाइन है, अभी ठीक है, अभी इसमें रिवेन्यूज आपको कम दिख रहे होंगे, मार्केट साइज कम दिख रहा होगा, जहां से हम देख रहे हैं एज ए कंपनी मुझे काफी सारी अपॉर्चुनिटी लग रही है, और हम अपने टीम को कस्टमाइज कर रहे हैं, खेल कर रहे हैं, R&D कर रहे हैं।
यस सर, और वो लास्ट क्वेश्चन सर, YIT दिल्ली वाले उसमें कुछ प्रोग्रेस है क्या?
बिल्कुल जी, वो कंटिन्यूअसली चल रहा है, अभी भी कुछ जिसको हमने सीपेट से जो प्लास्टिक टेक्नोलॉजी इंस्टीट्यूट है उड़ीसा में वहां से टेस्ट कराया है प्रोडक्ट को, उसमें टाइम लगेगा, और उसमें हम जैसा इससे बड़ी क्लियर कि हम प्लास्टिक वेस्ट और एग्री वेस्ट को यूटिलाइज कर रहे हैं, और उसके अभी भी कुछ रिसर्च हुआ है, कुछ हमारे पास डेटा है, कुछ रिजल्ट है, हमारी जो टीम है उसकी मैन्युफैक्चरिंग के लिए रिक्वेस्ट होगी, एक नया सिस्टम है उसके लिए कस्टमाइज मशीन की जरूरत पड़ेगी, लार्ज प्रोडक्शन उस पर भी पैरेलली काम कर रहा, उसमें थोड़ा सा टाइम लगेगा, क्योंकि वो पूरी जब टेक्निकलिटीज पूरी हो जाएंगी, उसकी प्रोडक्शन कैपेबिलिटीज हो जाएंगी, रिजल्ट इन लाइन होंगे, फिर उस पर करेंगे, तो इट इज कंटिन्यूस। अभी हमारी IIT के साथ बात हुई थी, तो उनका अभी कहना था नेक्स्ट ईयर के एंड तक शायद हम लोग इस पोजिशन पे होंगे कि हम इसको मार्केट फिट कर सकें प्रोडक्ट को।
एक मिनट का लास्ट क्वेश्चन, हमारा रेवेन्यू में से कितने कस्टमर्स जो हैं रिपीट कस्टमर्स है, और कितने नए कस्टमर्स हम हर साल ला पाते हैं, इसका कुछ
हमारा दे सकते हैं? हमारा क्या है कि रिपीट कस्टमर हम कहें अप टू द मैक्स रहते हैं, जो एनवायरमेंट के साथ जुड़े हैं, प्रोडक्ट क्वालिटी सर्विसेज दे आर ऑलवेज सेटिस्फाइड, तो हम रेशियो तो नहीं बनाया हुआ है, नए को तो हम अटेंड कर रहे हैं, क्योंकि हम लोग अभी कैपेक्स आइटम में, कैपिटल इन्वेस्टमेंट में है, वहाँ का रिक्वायरमेंट फॉर एग्जाम्पल हम एसी इंडस्ट्री को साथ कर रहे हैं, वहाँ पर एन नंबर ऑफ अकॉस्टिक सोल्यूशन चाहिए, वंस वी इंस्टॉल, उसके बाद में जब वो नया सेटअप करेंगे, फॉर एग्जाम्पल लेकिन उन्होंने चार प्लांट अभी दो प्लांट और प्रपोज है, तो जब भी आएंगे वो हमारे पास ही आ रहे हैं, तो इट्स अ डिफरेंट मैच आई कैन से, एंड उसको एलिब्रेट करना थोड़ा सा मुश्किल होगा।
पहले एक बार किया तो अप्रोक्सीमेटली 88-89% आर आर रिपीट कस्टमर।
ओके ठीक है, थैंक यू सो मच सर, ऑल द बेस्ट, वेरी एक्साइटिंग कंपनी, थैंक यू।
द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज इन द लाइन ऑफ श्रीराम आर, एन इंडिविजुअल इन्वेस्टर, प्लीज गो अहेड।
थैंक यू फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी। So I have just two questions. You know, who are your competitors in India, and do you have any plans to migrate from SME to main board?
There are no listed competitors as such. They are certain players in unorganized sector, but there is a very big difference. We are into almost all facets of, you know, noise control solutions, but they are limited to a very certain segment of certain pockets. See, our biggest USP or our biggest advantage is our research and development, our designing team, and what all we have invested to build up that, right? For others, it is just they import ready-made raw material, and they aren't able to customize. Most of our competitors are unorganized, and they are in certain pockets only.
So what is the market size for your products currently?
See, it's very difficult to say about we don't know the entire market also, because it is growing. Each segment itself is growing. It's a new thing and it is expanding. So to say what is the market itself, be very difficult. If you Google market price for acoustic insulation, you will not get it for India, I'm saying. Okay, if you Google it for the world, you'll find it some random figures like $97 billion or something like that. But for India, even not a remote figure is available. So having said that, and to say that, okay, we hold 30% or 40%, it's very difficult to say because this segment is growing. And in pockets, you'll find many unorganized players. But a player of our size and of our capability, it's difficult to find one.
Fine, sir. That's helpful. And lastly, sir, on the SME to mainboard migration.
I think the rule is after 2 years or so. We'll see. I mean, it's a very far-fetched question. It's been just 1 year from listing. But certainly, we have ambitions to go to the mainboard very soon.
Okay, sir. Wishing you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Manoj Kumar Gupta for his closing comments.
Thanks a lot for participating in the conference call. And we hope to create value for all our stakeholders. We are on the growth trajectory. This is a new segment altogether. And the market itself is growing. So it has been quite an exciting journey. And we hope that, this will create value for each and every all stakeholders. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, with that, we conclude today's conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.